Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Alleluia.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Alleluia.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens.
With my chosen one, I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages.
The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the sons of God?
A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment.
It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm.
The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name.
Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence.
Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss.
For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Alleluia.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
Of old, you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people.
I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong.
The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him and smite those who hate him.
My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river.
He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me. And I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
I will keep my love for him always. For him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line. Alleluia.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
If his sons forsake my law and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offenses with the rod. Then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love. My truth will never fail.
I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David.
His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight, his throne is like the sun. Like the moon, it shall endure forever. A faithful witness in the skies.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you anointed your servant Jesus with holy oil and raised him higher than all kings on the earth. In this you fulfilled the promise made to David's descendants and established a lasting covenant through your firstborn son. Do not forget your holy covenant, so that we who are signed with the blood of your son through the new sacrament of faith may sing of your mercies forever.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, His dynasty shall never fail. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I, John, saw a star fall from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. He opened it, and smoke poured out of the shaft like smoke from an enormous furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the shaft. Out of the smoke, onto the land, came locusts as powerful as scorpions in their sting. The locusts were commanded to do no harm to the grass in the land or to any plant or tree, but only to those men who had not the seal of God on their foreheads. The locusts were not allowed to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. The pain they inflicted was like that of a scorpion's sting. During that time, these men will seek death, but will not find it. They will yearn to die, but death will escape them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses equipped for battle. On their heads, they wore something like gold crowns. Their faces were like men's faces, but they had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were the teeth of lions, their chests like iron breastplates. Their wings made a sound like the roar of many chariots and horses charging into battle. They had tails with stingers like scorpions. In their tails was enough venom to harm men for 5 months. Acting as their king was the angel in charge of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon. The first woe is past, but beware, there are two more to come.
I will work wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke.
Then all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Alleluia.
Keep watch, stay awake, and pray, for you do not know when the time will come.
Then all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Alleluia.
First Apology in Defense of the Christians by Saint Justin, Martyr. Through Christ, we received new life, and we consecrated ourselves to God. I will explain the way in which we did this. Those who believe what we teach is true and who give assurance to their ability to live according to that teaching are taught to ask God's forgiveness for their sins by prayer and fasting, and we pray and fast with them. We then lead them to a place where there is water, and they are reborn in the same way as we were reborn. That is to say, they are washed in the water in the name of God, the Father and Lord of the whole universe, of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. This is done because Christ said, "Unless you are born again, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." And it is obviously impossible for anyone, having once been born, to re-enter his mother's womb. An explanation of how repentant sinners are to be freed from their sins is given through the prophet Isaiah in the words, "Wash yourselves and be clean. Remove the evil from your souls. Learn to do what is right. Be just to the orphan. Vindicate the widow. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. If your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as wool. If they are like crimson, I will make them white as snow. But if you do not heed me, you shall be devoured by the sword. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The apostles taught us the reason for this ceremony of ours. Our first birth took place without our knowledge or consent because our parents came together and we grew up in the midst of wickedness. So if we are not to remain children of necessity and ignorance, we need a new birth of which we ourselves could be conscious and which we would be the result of our own free choice. We needed, too, to have our sins forgiven. This is why the name of God, the Father and Lord of the whole universe, is pronounced in the water over anyone who chooses to be born again and who has repented of his sins. The person who leads the candidate for baptism to the font calls upon God by this name alone, for God so far surpasses our powers of description that no one can really give a name to him. Anyone who dares to say that he can must be hopelessly insane. This baptism is called illumination because of the mental enlightenment that is experienced by those who learn these things. The person receiving this enlightenment is also baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, who through the prophets foretold everything concerning Jesus. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "I solemnly assure you,
no one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born again of water and the Spirit."
Alleluia.
Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit.
No one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born again of water and the Spirit. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Be present to your family, O Lord, we pray, and graciously ensure that those you have endowed with the grace of faith, an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.